Hallo, liebe Leute in nah und fern. Ihr hört mal wieder das Freifunk. 134?
134 müsste das sein, ja.
Müsste 134 sein.
Wir sind sonst müssen wir super gut vorbereitet hier.
Müssen wir
von der AI korrigieren.
Genau, ein bisschen chaotisch. Wir warten auf unseren Studiogast. Eine sehr schlechte Gelegenheit, zu spät zu kommen. Und wir spielen erstmal Mesh-Freunde schneller.
Genau.
Zum Einstimmen.
Hochziehen auf 2410. So, das waren die Mesh-Freunde schneller.
Vom aufgezeichnet live auf dem Battle-Mesh.
Battle-Mesh V17 gegen Sundhausen. Genau.
Ja, nun sitzen wir hier und der Studiogast ist nicht da.
Ja, dann machen wir erstmal mit Veranstaltungshinweisen vielleicht weiter.
Okay.
Es steht ja wie in jedem Jahr eigentlich Chaos Communication Kongress ins Haus. In diesem Jahr der 39C3 unter dem Motto Power Cycles. Und wir als Freifunk haben uns wieder dem Habitat Bits und Bäume angeschlossen und werden da wieder zu finden sein.
Wieder in dem Zwischenstock, diesmal nicht.
Weiß gar nicht, wie offiziell wir sowas schon sagen dürfen, aber nee, wir werden in die Halle gehen und da ein bisschen mal andere Dinge machen als in den letzten Jahren. Genau, es wird wieder so einen Workshop-Bereich geben, wo es auch Meetups geben kann. Sowas im letzten Jahr gab es, glaube ich, so ein Gluon-Entwickler-Meetup und ein Freifunk-Meetup und ganz viele andere Sachen.
Es gibt wieder eine Stage oder gibt es keine?
Nee, in diesem Jahr sind die Community Stages tatsächlich, die gibt es nicht mehr in Devs, sondern es gibt dann nur noch das Ganze für Self-Organized Sessions. Und diese Sessions werden dann vor Ort vergeben tatsächlich. Also da kann man jetzt nichts vorher machen. Und genau, da sind wir gerade fleißig am Planen und werden da auch demnächst in 2 Wochen, glaube ich, aufbauen ungefähr. Und wird, glaube ich, ein schönes Habitat werden.
Unser Studiogast ist eingetroffen mittlerweile.
Unser Studiogast ist hier. Now we have to switch to English.
Unfortunate, but...
Hello, Adam.
Hello, Adam.
Elektra, Andrea. Good to see you.
Welcome to our show.
So, actually, we wanted to talk about your initiative. Can you just explain what you have done and what you resulted?
Yeah, okay. Well, there is an organization known as the Internet Society that really was the beginnings of setting standards for internet protocols, everything from the way that we exchange email to other things. And they spawned off a group called the Internet Engineering Task Force, or the IETF. So the Internet Society, and note the word society, was the initial driving force behind standardization of internet protocols. Remember the word protocols, which is more important to computers than people. So this is the interesting area that the Internet Society originally started to tread on, and now it's forked off, so to speak. I mean forked. To the Internet Engineering Task Force. There's the major organization behind standards that are agreed eventually through consensus in an informal way for everything from the protocols that we use to deliver email to our email boxes to the World Wide Web to everything else that we agree on in terms of digital protocols. So, yeah, it's an important group, and it's an important group to get involved with. And what myself and about half a dozen other people did this year was to reignite a community networks special interest group for the Internet Society. And this year it was down to a vote. So people were free to contribute ideas for Internet Society special interest groups. They did, we did as well, and we won. And we were the only new Internet Society special interest group that was inducted into the fold. This gives us an opportunity for global exposure, but also gives us, albeit a small one, but a small budget of about $1,000 US per month for the next 2 years. So we have to decide what is the best way to utilize these resources. How can we best represent community networking schemes and community infrastructure? And what I mean by infrastructure is more than just the networking and the pipes. How can we start to really utilize the community networks, of which Freifunk is a primary example? How can we utilize them in new and innovative ways? You know, I know people here in Berlin who talk about starting to publicize Mastodon instances in the Fediverse. How can we get to more local service providing environments? You know, and this is really interesting for me.
So, but it's not the first time that there's a special interest group for community networks, isn't it? There was another one some years ago.
There was. Up until 2018 or 19, I think at that time, you know, I'd, well, at least for only a couple of years, met Monique, one of the co-founders of Freifunk, and we were starting to talk about what we can do in the international forums, from the IGF, that's the Internet Governance Forum, to the Internet Society and some of the subgroups that they have. Now, it's strange because my communication within Freifunk ranges from communication within Freifunk Berlin, obviously with Elektra and your good self, but also other groups. You know, I especially liaised with Freifunk in Munich, weirdly enough, and they had an entirely different viewpoint, which is valid, but they basically sort of saying, hey, we don't want to need to know about this because it doesn't affect us. So every Freifunk group has their regional group, has their own attitude towards dealing with the wider world of community networking in general. Mm-hmm. And most of these people, including Freifunk Munich, have had initiatives that help local people, often refugees in certain areas. So they have their own politics, but it's not necessarily always consistent from region to region, which may be, I think may be good in a good way. You know, they make their own decisions on policy sort of stuff. Well,
one of the key features of Freifunk communities that these local communities are independent from each other and
are free to.
Yeah, exactly. And now we got this new group. I think it will start in 2026 in January.
So there was a small group of people, three people within the Freifunk community or related community, and that is myself, Matthias Jud, who develops a offline networking protocol application called call.net.
Yeah, Matthias was a guest in our show too, so he's
a few times, two, three times.
At least. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So he develops that software and that protocol. But the rest of the group consists of Matthew Labaro from Sudan, as well as Nancy Floyd from Tasmania in Australia. So we really have a wide-ranging group of different stakeholders that are at least involved in the initial leadership group. So we're hoping to restart a community network exposure within the Internet Society once more. I was involved briefly towards the end of the last initiative for community networking within ISOC in, I think, about 2018. But this is pretty well when all the user groups were being decommissioned, delegitimized at the time. And it was very distressing to see this, given that we can really start to give a good amount of publicity and awareness for local community networks, and especially given what Freifunk in Germany has actually achieved in the way that it has grown within Germany and the way that it has been sustainable also. Both these things are quite unique. I don't even know of many other national initiatives or initiatives in general that have had the sustainability and the future forward looking planning of community networking in terms of being able to scale and being able to stay a social initiative as well as a technical one. I don't think I've seen one, and I've been looking in this area for a little while. So I think, again, Freifunk is very special in the sense that it can start to give a lot of experience to other regions that might be looking towards gaining some sustainability and anyway, I think I've said enough on that, but I think so. That ISOC in a general global community can really draw a lot of experience and expertise that Freifunk and each regional Freifunk region can perhaps help and be a good shining light.
So what are your plans with the not your plans personally, but I think your group who did that application, you have some plans what to do, or kind of some kind of agenda for the next 2 years somehow?
Well, we have the initial beginnings of a plan, but always open to a suggestion on this from anyone in the sort of broad general community of open networking, community networking. So there's that. What we do have is a small amount of motivation and interest in promoting community networking in some good fashion around the world. Now, in the Internet Society, or so-called ISOC, this has often been concentrated on so-called developing countries, which is fine. The need is greatest there, obviously, for connectivity and options. But also, I think these initiatives in these areas of the world can learn from different models that have sprung up in relatively privileged countries such as Germany, the UK, Austria, and so on, where community networking initiatives have maturity and they've learnt through their own mistakes, they've learnt through their own successes as well. But I think there's something that's often been missed because this has not really been looked at. It's either been seen as a development issue of less privileged countries, and all this sort of stuff. And it's not necessarily about that, you know. Germany has a model of Freifunk that has been unique because of its environment and its politic, and I think there is a lot to be learnt from that, that other environments can take something away and really run with it. Maybe not. You know, it's never a one-size-fits-all solution.
Yep.
But it's at least something to say, hey, lay this bare, have a look of it. Is it for you? Maybe. Maybe not. But at least it's on the table.
But there are also other communities involved, at least in the application period. So I think there will be some exchange of knowledge, and it's maybe not so much about technology, but more about how to work together and how to build the communities and maybe also sustain it somewhere, somehow.
Models from Germany are not necessarily working in other countries, so that's a concern that I have. And my idea was always that like a community can produce tools, DIY tools, that other people then pick up and make the best use of, and add their own DIY tools and share them. But that's not necessarily what you're aiming at with the special interest group, or?
Yeah, well, we've had an initial informal talk with the Internet Society representative that is meant to be helping onboarding of new special interest groups. And yeah, all right, that was interesting in a way, at least a good initial interfacing. But I'm not quite sure where this will go and how helpful it will be. But there still is the Internet Society that has its own self-interest in terms of promoting community networks in so-called developing countries. So their focus in terms of Internet community networking, expansion at the edge, call it what you will, is focused on... almost like a non-profit organization that says, hey, look, these people don't have the privilege of connectivity. We'll go in and help them. There's value in that, and I'm not necessarily, criticizing that too harshly, other than there are ways of doing this that enable independence. There are different models at different levels, and I think certainly something like Freifunk can be considered, a good model of distributed self-provisioning. And that's important. You know, you can get well-meaning philanthropic environments that go in there and say, hey, this is an area that doesn't have the internets, the intertubes. And so they throw a bunch of money to it and say, look, this area has internets and intertubes for a while. But it doesn't really help the self-sustaining, the self-ownership of the infrastructure, which at least for me is one of the most important parts of this whole social movement, that if you start to think about your own role in your communication requirements, then things such as Freifunk or similar initiatives in South America, when it comes to GSM and mobile networks, these initiatives start to take on an interesting flavor that enables, that frees people up from with the option of owning and running and being a part of their own communication network. And that for me is really important, because if you're involved in the way that you communicate, then you have more power in what you say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another question. When our listeners now get interested in your special interest group, how can you...
Is there a dialing call where we have helplines?
Maybe, or is there a website, or how can they involve with that group, or how can they support you? Or
which Matrix channel?
Yeah, well, I don't have a Matrix channel. I don't have anything in particular, really. But I do have a small amount of material that I've been trying to write on this sort of topic. And all I can say is the domain name is networkcommons.org. It's very early. I would like to see it and the people involved in developing further ideas and so on to be much larger than just me, myself, going, yeah, this is a start. But the banner that I've started is networkcommons.org, and I see it as an analogy to the creative commons in the sense that we can have a common infrastructure and we can start to think about the way that we deal with each other in terms of owning and running this and using this infrastructure. So let's start talking about this. Let's start finding ideas and ways that we can govern this, ways that it works, ways that it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Let's go for it.
Yeah, I think you will be present on events like Wireless Community Weekend or other specific events where people can meet you. And
Always.
Or where there always will also happy. Be meetups for this group somehow.
Yeah, always happy. I mean, just physically being based in Berlin is fine. And, of course, the Freifunk regular meetings at the Sea Base in Berlin, I'll be personally there. But beyond that, any other mechanism, you know, any other, you know, whether it's Matrix or any other channel, I don't have specifics at the moment. There are a few groups. We've only just started this Internet Society special interest group, but very soon there will be an official mailing list and set of resources that will be given to help start publicizing this and networking further. And I think this is really important, especially as I'm as I've been saying, I'm a great fan of the results and the achievements of Freifunk here in Germany. And I think if we find different countries, different areas, different regions that benefit from understanding this model and maybe replicating it, or at least starting with this and then moving on to their own local variation, then I think that's going to be a great resource, because people can learn from initiatives that have happened in the past that have been reasonably successful.
Yeah. Sounds great.
So starting point, networkcommons.org?
Yep.
Yeah, that's part of it. It's only a small part of it. Part of that site also involves the writings of a good friend that was my neighbor in London. But beyond the content that is there at the moment, I hope that Network Commons can be at least some sort of gathering site for this type of information.
So we'll put that in the show notes. And you're going to be hanging around at the annual Chaos Computer Congress in Hamburg?
No.
No?
No.
Unfortunately, this year I will not be at in Hamburg for the Congress, which I regret. But
okay. So
others can...
We're not pointing at seeing you at Bits and Bäume.
I know.
Space. Okay,
it's sad.
So that I won't be a workshop for this special interest group this year at the Congress?
No presentation.
Well, there can be, Electra. I'm not looking at anyone.
Why did you name me then?
Oh, sorry. We shall remain nameless, I guess.
Oh, that's too late already.
Yeah. Sorry. I revealed you.
Never mind.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're slowly coming to our end.
So not to our end, but to the end of the show.
To the end of this show, yes.
I hope not. Well, we could. We are all slowly coming towards our own end.
Yeah, but yeah. Let's take some extra time. Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So we had a bunch of episodes this year for Freifunk Radio.
Yep, and we're going to record people at the Chaos Computer Congress. We'll bring our recorder.
Wow. Yeah.
So if you're listening to us now or later in the podcast, please reach out to us if you have a story to tell, some interesting development, some suggestions for a good practice.
Doesn't have to fill a full episode. We can also make some smaller pieces and
free 10-minute recordings.
Yeah,
it's fine. But be aware, 30 minutes over so quickly. So in no time, it's done. Mm-hmm. We're running out of time then.
That's true. Okay, yeah. Maybe then we have the January episode done at the Congress.
Okay. Adam, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having me, really.
And going to have you again some other time.
If you would like to. Oh, I always enjoy. Always.
Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören.
Ja, danke schön und bis zum nächsten Mal.